to Wisdom for Women. This is a life-changing program today, so you better take a minute, grab a drink, tea or coffee, and please call up a friend to also watch. In this edition, we shall be deliberating on the topic, Resolving Marital Conflicts Successfully. Hallelujah. Every marriage today, no matter how old or young, 1 year, 5 years, 20 years, has had to deal with issues. The saying goes that conflicts are quite normal. The only issue is how do we resolve these issues? How do we resolve this conflict? And Wisdom for Women is here to make sure that as a 21st century Christian woman, you are imparted with wisdom. The wisdom that is not sensual, the wisdom that is from above. Hallelujah. So conflict goes to the rich, the poor, the new convert, the anointed, the pastor. Conflict goes to every home. Just like God is not a respecter of persons, conflict is also not a respecter of persons. As you listen to the next 5 weeks on your mentoring program, Wisdom for Women, we shall be dealing with real marital issues which you cannot afford to miss. Please keep telling everyone about Wisdom for Women. It's changing lives, impacting lives, and today we're feeling in the next few weeks we're going to take the mask off. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about issues that you normally would never hear about from the pulpit. Amen. And then together we can build happier homes and then bring back honor and respect to the marriage institution. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hi. Okay. I'm here with Supersita. Supersita, how are you?
I'm okay.
Fantastic. I'm very well. Thank you very much. I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions about marriage. What do you think about marriage in this day and age?
I don't think it's the right thing to do nowadays because looking at it, to nowadays, it's really not worthwhile having a man in your life because men, they just take women for granted.
So you think it's a waste of time? People shouldn't really bother getting married because it ends up breaking up?
Yes.
Men don't usually look after the women, so they end up getting a divorce or something.
That's true, very true.
Right. Are you married yourself?
Yes, I am.
Would you do everything it takes in your power to make sure that your man stays with you, that your husband stays with you?
Yes.
So you're prepared to work at the marriage?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for taking your time. I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Sarah Kevin, this is Wisdom for Women. I'd like to ask you, Sarah and Kevin, you guys are engaged to be married. What do you think about marriage in this day and age?
To me, it's really important. I believe that marriage, I don't believe living together, not getting married, it's not. I've always been going to go back to be married in that. And we want to get married in about 2 years, don't we? Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fantastic. So you guys are very traditional in your opinion towards marriage. You think that people should towards getting married, not to live together before they get married, but you like living together?
Yeah. I like it. I'm kind of like, my family's always put me up to believe that you get married and that, and I want to get married. If I wouldn't have a relationship if I want to get married, no.
Okay. So you wouldn't, when you get into a relationship, you look forward to getting married to that person. You don't just go into a relationship because of...
Well, obviously, the friendship you're going to come... It's not like, oh, right, that's it, I'm going up, you're getting married. It's got to build up. We've been together, nearly 2 years now.
Fantastic.
And, I definitely know that he's the one that will marry.
Fantastic. So would you say that you're looking forward to getting married?
When we get the money?
Fantastic. Well, I wish you guys both the best. I hope your marriage works out. I hope your marriage is perfect.
Okay.
God bless you. This is Wisdom for Women. Thank you very much for answering our questions.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Now, Now, that's what people say about marriage and the institution of marriage. But we will take time to look at the scriptures and find out the principles of the scriptures for working your marriage out. I'm sure you agree with me that every marriage needs to be worked out. You need to work at your marriage. Amen? No matter how old, no matter how young. Your marriage does not have to be part of the negative statistics. Statistics say currently that 50% of marriages, even adding Christian marriages, end up in divorce. But that will not be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. I've been married for the past 18 years, and by the grace of God, the Lord has blessed me with a good marriage. As you listen, amen, as you listen to the next few series on wisdom for women, God is going to dramatically touch your home. He's going to do a new thing, amen. You cannot fight an enemy that you do not know. And if we must resolve conflict successfully, then we must identify the sources of conflict. Again, can I scream it loud? Conflicts are normal. Amen? You are not abnormal because there's a conflict in your home. All you need to do is use it as a stepping stone and move on to the next level in your marriage. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us in Genesis 16 verse 5, that Abraham and Sarah, the people of faith, they had conflict in their home. They had to argue about what to do in the case of barrenness. Jacob and Rachel in Genesis chapter 30 verses 1 to 2 also had an argument. There was conflict in their home. Oh, talk about Job and his wife. Remember Job chapter 2, when Job's wife said, curse God and die. Why should we go on with this? So conflicts have been from the beginning. Amen? But if all these people were able to overcome it, then I want you to look into the eyes of your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor.
Neighbor, oh neighbor.
Say it like you mean it.
Neighbor, oh neighbor.
You can also make it. Glory to Jesus. Even twins have different opinions. Amen. And look at it, a marriage really is two people from different backgrounds, perhaps different races, surely from different cultural backgrounds, coming with different belief systems, coming together, different choices. Coming together. So there's no way you cannot have conflict. But how do you resolve it? Amen? I believe that a couple should always ask themselves, what is our major source of conflict? You know, my husband and I always do that. And we found out that most of our conflicts are centered around the same area. I'm going to tell you a little bit of that. You know, Pastor would always tell me that, honey, you always read meanings into things. You always give additional meanings into things that I say and even into things that people say. And that's his major source of conflict with me. And in my own case, I told him, I said, the major source of conflict with you is because you forget that you got married to me when I was 24. And this is how many years ongoing, and you still want to treat me like I'm still 24. You know, if I go out with my husband, he could take my bus pass, my travel card, my ticket, and say, you're going to lose it. I won't lose it. So don't treat me like I'm 24. That was how many years ago? Time has passed. Amen. So our first source of conflict, which is, I tell you, this one goes to every home. It goes everywhere because you never have enough of it. Someone say finance.
Finance.
Someone say finance.
Finance.
Amen. How do we pay the bills? I read recently of a man who was having series of bills coming into the home, and it was causing so much stress for the wife. And instead of dealing with it, he began to hide the bills. That was his own way of dealing with it. He thought, my wife should not have a nervous breakdown, so let me begin to hide the bills. But I don't think that's a way of resolving it. Amen? Some people have conflicts in their marriage because one person in the marriage is overspending and putting a financial strain on the home. Some are fighting because, oh, should we have a joint account? Shouldn't we have a joint account? Some, it's like the debts have come and they're so overwhelming. So that can be a major source of conflict. There's someone right now that is even going through a business failure, and this is bringing in a strain into your marriage. I want to tell you that this can be resolved. Amen? Praise the Lord. Some people have spouses that just have the gift of spending. Amen? And you just think, what am I going to do about this? Praise the Lord. But when you have a financial conflict, the first thing you need to do is Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 1 and 2 teaches us a lesson as Christians. We need to sit down and evaluate things. Ezekiel went to the valley of dry bones, and the first thing he said was, this is a valley full of bones, full of dry bones. And the voice of God came to Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, take time and walk around the bones. When you have a financial crisis, you need to evaluate and really know exactly where you are. Ezekiel walked around, and by the time he did the walking around, he came back. He knew exactly what he was dealing with. And he said, this is a valley full of very, very dry bones. So he knew exactly what he was dealing with. And so at the time of prophesying, he prophesied with passion because he knew what he was dealing with. Amen? So as a family, when you are having financial conflict, you need to sit down and really evaluate. You need to find out, what are our assets? What are our liabilities? Most people tell you, I'm in debt, I'm in debt, and I'm in debt. But if you ask them, how much exactly do you owe? They can never really tell you exactly how much they owe. So I encourage you couples, sit down, take a deep breath, not a time to fight. Sit down and assess exactly what your financial situation is. Face it up front. Amen? And then what more could you do? Find out who in the family is more prudent with finances. In my own case, my husband is more prudent financially. So he really takes care of our finances, because sometimes I could have a gift of spending. Amen? So it's not just you. So that's our own way of resolving it. Praise the Lord. And then set time, have family meetings and family budget meetings. That would help. So if anyone is overdoing it, you'll be able to tell at your family meeting. And another thing you could do is set a bar.